As another school year looms, there have been some mixed signals about the health of the student apartment business in Normal. Landlords recently resolved a long-running dispute over their property taxes, saying they were too high, and some, but not all, objected to the new recycling ordinance, saying it'll raise rents. At the same time, three new apartment buildings near ISU's campus are weeks away from opening, a sign at least someone is making a buck. To sort it out, I spoke with landlords, developers, students, and Normal town officials about what led to the student apartment boom and why it may soon be over.
Morgan Anderson is a junior nursing major at Illinois State University. One of her dreams for senior year is to live at the Lodge, the massive apartment complex on Willow Street that, from the outside, looks like where multimillionaires would spend the night after going skiing.
Like, that would be so cool. But then again, like, reality kind of hits, but that's way too much money.
That's too pricey for Anderson, who works and has loans to pay her own way through school. Instead, she's in a more modest townhome with three other students, paying $615 a month. Even that's a stretch. When you ask Anderson about the Lodge, with its granite countertops, guest bathrooms, pools, hot tub, she doesn't sound resentful about not living there or the high rent.
I mean, it is expensive, but it's worth it to me, and I'm sure a lot of other people feel that way too. Just have your own place and be on your own. I don't know, a nice feeling.
The off-campus student housing business has changed drastically in the last decade, when ISU closed and then demolished two giant dorms and pushed 1,500 students into the private sector. Landlords, many of them developers themselves, have responded by building fancier and fancier apartments, trying to meet the demands of a modern college student.
That's continued this summer as builders put the finishing touches on three new apartment buildings surrounding ISU. The Summit on Dry Grove Street replaced two older buildings that had only four units each. Stadium suites will have 24 units, 84 beds, where a demolished gas station once stood across from ISU's Hancock Stadium. And the biggest project is the $18 million expansion of the Lodge, adding 263 beds to the 300 that were already there.
It's been like that year after year. Townwide, Normal has seen 59 new apartment buildings with over 1,000 units built over the last decade, many for ISU. 20 years ago, 40% of undergraduate ISU students lived on campus. Now it's about 31%. There are signs that the new construction boom may soon be over, including the possibility of more on-campus university housing at ISU. The foundation of the off-campus apartment boom is ISU's decision in the 2000s to decommission those older dorms, partly because it would have been too expensive to retrofit them with fire sprinklers, also to make room for a new student fitness center. Now there are signs ISU may reverse course and move toward more on-campus housing, starting with a study.
We have taken a look over the last year and a half, I believe, at where is our current housing stock, both existing facilities, and what might be missing within that mix.
That comes against a backdrop of strong enrollment and the possibility of more as Illinois' regional universities bleed students and ISU bolsters its own international recruitment. ISU requires freshmen and sophomores to live on campus, but today there's not enough room for everyone. Many sophomores, like Morgan Anderson was, get exemptions to live off campus their second year. Johnson says there are educational benefits of living on campus.
Oh, well, we definitely believe it plays directly into the retention of our students. Any longitudinal study that you will have within higher education definitely demonstrates that the more proximity students have to other campus resources, like number one is other upperclass students who know all the unwritten rules and policies and things in order to be successful within the collegiate environment, as well as then the number two reason, faculty having access to great faculty and advisors as to, you know, supporting them academically and otherwise. So the more proximity you have to those resources, the greater your retention rate is going to be on your campus. So residential campuses like Illinois State University's do extremely well when you have a critical mass of housing and bed space on campus or adjacent.
That new study found ISU lacks enough on-campus housing for sophomores. With the exception of the six-year-old Cardinal Court on Gregory Street, ISU's on-campus housing is mostly traditional shared dorm rooms and shared restrooms inside of towers. There are no apartment-style or pod-style with shared living space options. So does all this mean that ISU is moving toward more housing on campus?
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take those recommendations seriously, have conversations again with senior administration within the institution, as well as our trustees, gain some feedback about maybe going to that next level of feasibility and seeing what would be a business plan for such. Where would such type of housing be?
There are several options for where it could be. ISU acquired the site of a now-shuttered Normal Fire Station on Adelaide Street in 2015, possibly to accommodate expansion at Cardinal Court. A ton of Normal officials have also heard rumblings about the now-vacant land east of Main Street near Avanti's, where the South Campus dorms stood until they were demolished in 2012. That would have major implications for local landlords. Here's Andy Netzer from Young America.
It's a concern. We watch that. I say to a lot of people that this is the world's simplest supply and demand economic loop. You just have the supply of students and the available off-campus beds, and it's a one-to-one translation.
There are parallels to 2010, when ISU announced it was building Cardinal Court. Landlord developers criticized ISU then, saying it backtracked on its plans to get out of the housing business. In reality, Cardinal Court only replaced around 900 of the beds that were lost by the dorm demolitions. Landlords just waged a very public fight over property taxes. Young America, First Sight, and other owners objected when Normal Township's assessor revalued 57 different apartments, raising their assessed values and therefore their property tax bills. Last year, they reached a deal with Unit 5, the largest beneficiary of those taxes, to resolve the dispute. But that agreement allows for reevaluation if ISU enrollment rises or falls by more than 1,100 students. Ed Sauter, the owner of the Summit, says it's still a good business to be in. He lives in Roanoke and is part owner of a John Deere equipment dealership. If something goes wrong at one of his investment properties in Normal, he knows about it right away. More control, he says, than if he'd sent his money to Wall Street.
It's just a slow process of discipline, of making your payments, of renting, of doing maintenance. It's not a home run, but it's just a series of base hits.
That's developer Ed Sauter. Move-in begins at ISU the week of August 13th. That's just 3 weeks away. You can take a closer look at the student apartment business with two interactive graphics at our website, wglt.org. This is Sound Ideas.